الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the best tear has ever dropped on the face of the earth with the tear of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best feet that ever walked upon the earth was his. The best day that he was born. The best hand that was raised was his, asking Allah to forgive us. The best role model with no competition was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the testimony of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The role model that we have, that we're going to speak about today, is not just him, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but somebody else and others that we will do our best to walk in their footsteps. Asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula to make us among those who listen speech and follow the rest of it. Amen. Al-Uswa al-Hasana, role model. Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula told us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your role model for those who seek in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula and fearing that day, looking forward to it for justice to be done, infinite justice that is. And remember Allah in abundance. So the scholars will tell you in that ayah, Allah is telling you, fi Rasulillah. He didn't say fi lisani Rasulillah, fi ayni Rasulillah, fi udhin Rasulillah, fi qadam, nothing. He says, in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the role model for all. He didn't say in his tongue, in his eyes, in his ears, no senses, no limbs, whims and desires. But he says, fi Rasulillah, fi kullihi. Meaning everything in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the role model for humanity. It was not specific, it was mutlaq and muqayyad in that case. It was in everything that Prophet Muhammad was all about. And that's why the scholars will tell Al-Qur'an, Qawlun Samit, Wal-Qawl, Qur'an Al-Natiq, Wal-Rasul, Qur'an Yamshi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qur'an is like a universal that is actually a spoken words. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the universe in itself is Qur'an in a way, but it's an indication of the eyesight that you see, ponder, and reflect. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a walking Qur'an. And that's why the scholar will tell you, قُلْ مَا شِئْتْ. Go ahead, say whatever you wish. But it's your actions and deeds that leaves behind a role model that people will follow or not follow. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam umira bil balagh wa ma ala rasul illa al balagh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, you just have to relay the message. That's the easy part. But what was the most difficult was the one that he had to pave before he talked.
was walking the action before he received the revelation. What was he known for? Sadiq al-Wa'd al-Amin. It was his actions and deeds as he was truthful. He was that one that everybody looked up to when it comes to the character. And that's why we're talking about the character before we're talking about your ibadat, your actions and deeds, when that comes to the acts of worship. Because the fruit is what we're talking about. For example, you can take from any scholar in every field, and they don't have to be a good person. You can go to a lawyer, or an engineer, or a doctor, or whatever matter what field that is, to seek the knowledge that they have. They don't have to be a great person. I can take the knowledge from whatever they have. But a religious person, a scholar, a leader of the ummah, cannot be a hypocrite. He can have the knowledge of Islam, but if he doesn't walk the talk, he is lifted out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate them, wallahi. If not the dunya and the hereafter, or the dunya and the hereafter. So you'll find out the role model that we seek, that we long for. And that's why we need movement. We need Islam mutaharrik. We need an Islam that walks, not just talks. And that's why when you see a flag that has the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it, then you better walk the talk. Otherwise you're doing the exact opposite of what you're teaching. And if we have mashayikh that are known in the ummah, a role model, they stand in a sacred place and they will say about a person that done a heinous act, and justice will be done. I have no doubt, wallahi. But if they say, hada, this person is muhaddath, not eloquent speak, meaning that ilham, he is inspired by Allah. Allahu Akbar, ya Shaykh, mulham, Allahu Akbar, ishhada. How much do you have to sell your soul for what, man? And others give fatwas. Oh, Allahu musta'an. And others call you are the Harun and Musa. MashaAllah, ulama, ya Shaykh. And that's why the scholars will tell you we cannot state that. The person, any person that speaks on behalf of the deen that doesn't walk the talk, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. And that's when kunta muqtadiyan. You're going to follow somebody? A person that died with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him, as we know. Then he walked the talk. Then we can follow that scholar. But a scholar that is still alive, I don't know how he's going to end up. And I don't know whether he's going to sell or not. It's like a rooster. We see this message, like a rooster. A person says, you know what? You better become a chicken, a hen. Otherwise, I'll shoot you. Okay, I'm a chicken. No problems. Well, he said, where are the eggs? So can't you remember I'm a rooster? No, you don't understand. If you don't even show me the eggs, I'm going to shoot you. Then they start giving the eggs. Wallahi, ya Shaykh. Shaykh al-Badiyya, my Shaykh. And you'll understand now. Another message that was received. So a man said, you know, I'm testing my son. So the mother and the father were hiding behind a window. And they put the Quran on one side of the room, money in another side, on corner, and alcohol in a third corner. And they watched their son go into the room. They said if he takes the Quran, he would be a alim. And if he takes the money, he would be a tajir. If he takes the Quran, he'll be a scholar. If he takes the money, he will be a merchant, business person. But if he takes the alcohol, he'll be fasiq, a disobedient transgressor. So his son came in. He took the Quran. Then he took the money and put it in his pocket. And then he took that alcohol and walked out. He says, "Haykuna hakim min hukam al-Arab. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluh." He'll be among the leaders of the whatever. Wallahi. Isn't it amazing? They take the Quran, and he will show you that they're the first line, don't they? And they, you know, he's praying, look at that, worshiping. Can you believe it? This man is praying. And they show you that they don't even know how to pray. Wallahi, some stuff that they're doing it wrong. Because they want to be shown, they want to be seen, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes them. The money, yes, salah. Among the richest of people. You know what? They leave very big, because it's money. It's all about money. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling you herein, ما أغنى عني هلك عني in Surah Al-Haqqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that. It's over 1400 years ago and it was written. يا ليك شعري. Where are those people going to listen? It says, money, that's what you'll say on Judgment Day. Money did not come in my aid. And this power that I was after was the path of destruction, not protection. Isn't that amazing? So in the Uswa Hasana, may Allah grant us al Uswa Hasana and make us among the Arab, Ameen, a good role model. Speaking of that, At-Tahaki wa At-Taqleed. The scholars will tell you, us, as a human being, you know, when you want to imitate someone and you talk and so on. So they will say there are three types of people. One, who you are. The second one is who you want to be or you hope to be. يَتَمَنَّى. And the second one is you hate to be, abhorred. There are three types. So one that you are, and one there's always going to be a striving to be like somebody that you're hoping to be like. And somebody you're trying to stay away as far as you can. And that's your goal for today. If I leave you with one homework, there's one homework. I want you to keep one person. You strive and do your best till the day you die. To be like, which is obviously Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one person you try your best, do your best to stay away from, no matter what, because I don't want to be resurrected with him. I want to be resurrected with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whatever it's Abu Jahl, whatever it's Fir'aun, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I want to stay away from the attributes of this person. I want to do my best to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter what it will take. And no matter what it takes. But if it is to be, it's up to me. That means I won't vote for anybody else. And I will not make excuses for anyone no more. And don't tell me it's the West. And don't tell me it's this person. And don't tell me it's the injustice of this. It doesn't matter. Because you will not be held accountable on Judgment Day what you do. But you will be held accountable what you do and walk and talk about it. So understanding that, my brothers and sisters, after just the istiraha, inshallah, we'll talk about the roadmap. What do we have to do? And who do we have to follow? And how it is, the fruits and the benefits of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, conceal them, make our secret life better in public life, and make them lead us in taqeen. Ameen. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. You may have seen things on your social media and here. Things are different. And that's why, again, there used to be three types of worlds. عالم المبادئ وعالم الأشخاص وعالم الحاجات. There were three types of universe and worlds. One was built upon principles. And the second one was built upon characteristics and humans, people. And the third one was about worldly affairs and possession, worldly possessions. And they will tell you that we're living right now in a worldly possession type of world. So it doesn't matter your principle. It matters what you have. And the proof of that is one person goes out bluntly and he tells you, I like these people because they give me money. But this guy, he was killed, it doesn't matter, but this is $110 billion, man. It's business, dude. It's all about money in this land of milk and honey and ain't a thing funny. SubhanAllah, Habib Allah, Ya Shaykh. Khalas, they sold. That's it. So this world is, you know what? What kind of car are you driving? Where are you living? What are you wearing? Johnny Versace, George Armani? Don't mess with me, man. Because I know people. I have lawyers. I'll sue you. You know what? And that's the language of that world, isn't it? Yeah. So we live in a world of hajat. Yeah. So why? You see, the world is built upon principles, led the world. Who was that? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Why? Because they led from the best of role models, which is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't get it. You see, al-mar'u, the human being, you are a byproduct of the society because you live in an environment that you absorb it like a sponge. For example, a teacher for the students, a father and a mother for the children, and so on and so forth. If somebody comes knock on the door, and your son goes to open the door, and there's a human being right there, and he says, your father home. And he tells you, Dad, there's one person waiting for you at the door. And the father tells him, son, go tell him I'm not here. No matter how many lectures you've given your son about being truthful, it goes down the tubes. Goes down the drain. Done. Because your actions do not reflect what you say, what you teach. And that's why the best of the khayrun an-nas, the human beings, were Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he was the role model. They absorbed it. We were in the lead because of that. And that's why I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, kun sadiqan fa inna sadaqa sidq da'wa. Kun amiran fa inna al-amanata da'wa. Kun waliyan aw waliyan fa inna al-wala'a da'wa. Be truthful, because truthful is an act of a da'wah, propagation. Be honest, be loyal, be whatever it is that character of Islam needs. And that's the best form of da'wah, because they won't listen to you, they see what you do. For example, outside, after we finish the khutbah, what do we do? إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ اللَّهُ May Allah grant us, help us, Ya Rabbi. Just the parking lot, it's a reflection of what, and I take the blame, Allah. When we go outside, when I see, when I hear an imam, I'm sorry, I hear a police officer is being insulted by one of us, I cry. Tears instead of blood instead of tears. My heart cries. Because that's who we are. It's not, you know what? Wallahi, you do your best. From now on, if you see the police officer that is helping you to come to perform an act of worship, and from now on, I'm going to ask you to please thank them. Thank the volunteers. Say thank you for our help. Greet them. At least smile. But when I see people, you know what? Because I'm black. Because I'm brown. Wallahi, it has nothing to do with that. The lot is full. But it's a complex that we have. We blame everything else on what we have. Unfortunately. So we have another homework. When you come in and you go out, you see that police officer that's waiting for you outside? You better say, thank you, officer. We appreciate your time. These volunteers, these people that are working behind, whatever it is to make it possible for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't forget them at least in your dua. So let's walk the talk. Time is running. Let's go to, because if I told you about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's another whole book. Let's go to Umar for now, radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala. Of course, the stories about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is endless. Umar radiallahu anhu, wa sahaba ajma'in. Before, he would tell people, he would take his family in. Or when he tells people something, he takes his family. He says, لَقَدْ أَمَرْتَ النَّاسَ بِشَيْءٍ وَفُلَانَ وَكَذَا وَكَذَا وَنَهَيْتُهُمْ عَنْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. He tells his family first, says, come here. I told people to do this. You better do this. And I told people not to do that. You better not do that. Why? Because I can talk. But what my family does is a reflection of really what I believe. And I can go too many things under this ballot. So if you tell the people, do this and do that and wear the hijab. But your wife doesn't wear the hijab. What do you believe in, Afi? And wallahi, I don't mean to be hard on the sisters, but my brothers were, wallahi, when you die? When exactly are you going to wear the hijab, Ufti? When you're actually wearing the hijab, in a white one that you're shrouded by, it's a uniform. My brothers, how many times do I go to weddings, I see things, wallahi, I have to walk out. Unbelievable. When are we going to come back to Islam? When exactly are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, Aki? The angel of death comes and says, you know what? If I have a gun right now, what do we do? If I have a gun to your head, then I'm going to tell you, there's a naked woman right there outside. Will you look at it? Wallahi, you will not look at it. So when are we going to come back to the truthful and forget about the people, my brothers and sisters? They will not help you, wallahi. They will not help you in your grave. They will not help you on Judgment Day. 50,000 years, the sun will come and close to your head. You'll be drenched in the sweat. But you're going to say what? Ya bi an-nas hakna wishi. People, man, what will people say? What will Allah say, my brother? My dear sister, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Sinfan lam arahuma." Two types of people. They're going to hellfire. I haven't seen them yet. He says, this, the taghiya, the tyrants, with this powerful tool, oppress people. So they can go ahead and oppress. And they can put La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They can put the sword instead of a saw, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you call in front of people. But wallahi, you will die alone. You will be in your grave alone. And you will be resurrected alone. And you will stand in front of Allah alone. There are no armies, no mountains, no holes, nothing. You're on your own. Ha uqra'u kitabiya. He read my book. Doesn't matter what PR campaign you get. Doesn't matter how many people you sign. Doesn't matter how much money you give. People can see through you. And that's why I'm trying to tell you, my dear sister, the second one is Nisab, Kasiyat, Aliyat, Ma'ilat, Mumilat, Shu'uruhunna Kasnama Dubut. لا يشممن الجنة ولا لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يشممن ريحها وإنما ريحتها تشم من مسيرة كذا وكذا. Women, Kasiyat, they're dressed, but Aliyat, they're not dressed. يا عمي انا هو انا هم درس هو كويس وانا مش باين مني بس دراعي وصدري وشعري عايز ايه يعني؟ What do you want, man? I'm dressed, but everything is else is shown that I'm dressed. What are you talking about? Have you not heard the hadith, ukhti? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, these are the type of people that will be going to hellfire, and I haven't seen them yet. What? How much proof do you want? Now I'm in trouble with the sisters. Okay, I'm receiving the emails. I got it. The phone calls. May Allah help you. I need protection to walk out. Now look, so. But wallahi, mushfiq ya ukhti. You may hate me here. Wallahi, I don't mind. But hopefully, you will thank this person of Allah on Judgment Day. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu Allah, what happened? He says, my family, people will see you. So Abdullah ibn Umar, come here, son. You know why? He saw his beautiful ibn, camels. Very big. Beautiful. Full. Whose ibn is this? This is your son, Abdullah. He says, bring him to me. He says, where did you get this ibn from? Khalis Mali, from my money. Yeah, the money that we gave you, or you inherited, or whatever it is, it's not your money, dude. Don't kid yourself. Now, he said, sell it. Keep your capital, your original investment, and every profit goes back to Bani Muslimin, goes back to Muslims. Because how come? Because you see, people will say, this is the ibn of the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, so they feed it before they feed everything else. This is the ibn of the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, so they give it water more. They will do it, they look after it, yep, it will be arbu, you will get big, and everybody else is not, you will make more profit than everybody else is not. Sell it! Habibi, can you imagine? It's the exact opposite with us, masallah alaihi wa afiyah. Now I'm the man. Who the man? You the man. Wallah, you'd be the man also up there, but may Allah help you, inshallah. So if you think you're the king, but you haven't forgotten that the King of Kings is watching. Seriously. Don't you think Allah knows, hears? And they're afraid of what people say. That's the amazing part. They're afraid of the public opinion. And they're not worried about anything else. Hello, McFly, anybody home? Allah, priorities. Isn't that amazing? We care about what people say more than anything else. Amazing. So if that's the case, what happens when you become the boss? Okay, you know what? You cannot do business in this country unless you give me a cut. Or my son has to own 1, 2, 3, 4. And these are truth, by the way. This is haqqaq. It's not like I'm trying to tell you something that you don't know. But I'm trying to tell you how to become a role model and become a good leader. A good role model that you walk and you talk. I don't care about any bit of else. It doesn't matter. And we will never give up. And we will never despair of Allah. And we will never put our head down. And we will never, ever give up hope. Because we're commanded to look on the bright side. No matter what we go through, it's only a test. So you can understand now, whatever happens, it doesn't matter. Because I want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so I walk in his footsteps. So this is Umar radiallahu anhu. What about Abu Bakr Siddiq? We all know he used to help a woman when he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. Carry, clean, and all of that stuff. Who are you? No, I didn't tell her. And that Umar walks behind. What is this man? He says, wallahi, he didn't tell me. He just comes to clean my home. And so on and so forth. And he was the Khalifa to Rasulullah. He was the successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to clean her home. This was an old blind woman. He used to run her errands, buy her groceries, cleans, does everything. You can imagine now. You can imagine these people going to clean people's homes. you probably die of a heart attack. But that's the reality. So I'm trying to tell you, don't look at these people. Wallahi mushrik, I feel sorry for them. Because they're blinded. That's it. You know what? Their heart is sealed. And that's why the scholar says, بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. You know what ran means? Sealed. So, الْإِيمَانْ لَا يَدْخُلْ وَالْكُفْرْ لَا يَخْرُجْ. The hearts are sealed, which means what? Iman will not enter, sealed. And kufr will not exit. Amantu billahi wa rasuli. So my brothers and sisters, there's too many. Ali ibn Abi Talib, for example, when he was at the time of the highest level of fitna, when a person came and said, whom these are the bad people, no. These are kuffar, no. They fled from kufr. Munafiqeen, yathrunna ila qalila. Who are they? They are our brethren. They just tell about علينا. They transgressed. So what do I have to do from now on? Well, I have to look at myself. And I have to look at my family. And the environment I'm in. And the company I'm keeping. Who do I want to be resurrected with? And where do I want to die? If the person that you're seeing you don't want to be resurrected with, don't be with them. If a place that you go to you don't want to die in, don't be there. All you have to remember is be a good role model. That's your best da'wah. And who is your best of all? Is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my job is to walk in his footsteps. No matter what or what happens around me and who does what, I'm only going to walk the talk. And that's the reason we talk about the role model for today. May Allah make us the good role models for others to become Muslims because of, not to stay away with Islam because of us. آمين الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب لك الحمد لله رب العالمين والقرآن سبحان الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الأولين والآخرين والآمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين وأذل الشرك والمشركين أعداءك أعداء الدين وأوقع الكافرين في الكافرين وأوقع الظالمين في الظالمين وأخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين ولا تشمد لنا الأعداء ولا الحاسرين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطأ من السنة فمنهم الشيطان والله ورسوله من الوراء وأعوذ بالله من الكفر وأن سأل وأقم الصلاة